Candide by Voltaire. This book is read by Tom Whitworth. This recording of the full-length reading of Candide was produced in 1991 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any parts thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Chapter 1. How Candide was brought up in a beautiful castle, and how he was driven from it. In the castle of Baron Thundertentronckh in Westphalia, there once lived a youth endowed by nature with the gentlest of characters. His soul was revealed in his face. He combined rather sound judgment with great simplicity of mind. It was for this reason, I believe, that he was given the name of Candide. The old servants of the household suspected that he was the son of the Baron's sister by a good and honourable gentleman of the vicinity, whom this lady would never marry because he could prove only 71 generations of nobility, the rest of his family tree having been lost owing to the ravages of time. The Baron was one of the most powerful lords in Westphalia, for his castle had a door and windows. Its hall was even adorned with a tapestry. The dogs in his stable yards formed a hunting pack when necessary, his grooms were his huntsmen, and a village curate was his chaplain. They all called him My Lord, and laughed at his stories. The Baroness, who weighed about 350 pounds, thereby winning great esteem, did the honours of the house with a dignity that made her still more respectable. Her daughter, Cunegonde, aged...